From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties.
As the world's two largest democracies and countries with strong bonds between our peoples, our businesses, our scientific and educational communities, it's natural that the United States and India have deepened and broadened our partnership across a whole range of issues.
The two discussed strategies for implementing the Global Climate Change Agreement reached last year in Paris. The European Union unveiled plans Tuesday for sealing agreements with African and Middle Eastern countries in another effort to curb migration to Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay closer to home and discouraging them from looking for jobs in Europe. Frans Timmerman is the European Commission Vice President.
Today we propose a new partnership framework for across-the-board cooperation on migration with third countries. And we're asking you, European Parliament, European Council, Member States, and the European Investment Bank to give it the full backing.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice has ruled that the European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free zone. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. It's part of a big exercise being done in the country. This is VOA News. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers. 36 people were wounded. Ambulances were sent to the scene near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is likely to be the first woman to be nominated for president by one of America's two major political parties. Clinton has gained enough delegates to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the nomination. Tuesday is the last major day in the primary process, with nearly all of the 851 remaining delegates at stake. Voters are going to the polls in California, New Jersey, and 4 other states. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has disavowed a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University.
I disavow these requirements. I regret those comments that he made. I don't think claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Trump said U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel would not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. He's an American who was born and raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana. Speaker Ryan called Trump's comment indefensible. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the town of Boso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the troubled Difa region. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says those fleeing Boso are mainly walking westward to the town of Tumor, some 30 kilometers to the west.
Many people are reported to be traumatized, worried about their safety.
The UNHCR says the area is so dangerous, its staff has not been able to work in Boso since February 2015. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
At this year's Strategic and Economic Dialogue, officials of the United States and China talked frankly about their differences and agreed on the need for progress in their relationship. The meetings wrapped up Tuesday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said U.S. companies operating in China have expressed concern about the business climate there. He pointed to the increasingly complex regulatory environment U.S. and foreign companies face in China and the bigger question of whether they are welcome. Taking a brief look at markets, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. European markets were up. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.